The Seven Levels of Advancement. There's nothing haphazard in God's universe, which means there's nothing haphazard about the advancement of our spirits on the other side as we continue to learn. We don't go through this rough school on earth over and over again to stay in kindergarten, after all, and we all need and appreciate markers of our progress. There are seven designated levels of advancement on the other side. They're simply available categories of growth based on our experience. We can spend as long or as short a time as we want on any one level based on our own interests, aptitudes, and comfort levels. No level is considered inferior or superior to any other. They're separated by nothing more than the specialities. Each of them involves our choice, thanks to the free will God gave us as part of our birthright. Here are basic descriptions of the seven levels of advancement we can choose from and aspire to at home. Level 1, our return to the other side, including the reunion with our spirit guide and loved ones and our review at the scanning machine of the lifetime we've just lived. Level 2, our orientation process, in which we're given whatever help we might need for our decompression from Earth to home. It might just be a debriefing session with our orientators and spirit guide about what we accomplished and what we might have left unfinished on Earth. It might be cocooning or a period of extra care and tranquility for those who've arrived on the other side upset, unsettled, and in emotional turmoil. Or it might be intensive care and twilight sleep in the towers for those on whom serious mental damage has been inflicted. Torture and brainwashing victims, for example, who need a long period of expert rehabilitation before they can reunite with their own inherent joyful spirits again and resume their busy, peaceful lives of bliss at home. Level 3, the physical and science skills. This level embraces every vocation that is literally hands-on, ranging from agriculture and animal husbandry to botany and hydroponics, to chemistry and physics, to carpentry and stonemasonry, to forestry and geology. Level 4, the creative arts, all of which thrive on the other side, including writing, sculpture, dance of every kind, music of every style, painting and performing. Level 5, every area of medical, scientific, psychiatric, environmental, and sociological research. This area is particularly tuned in to us on Earth so that the results of their research can be passed along through infused knowledge to our own experts and discovered as our health, environmental, and humanitarian crises here continue to escalate. Level 6. The teachers, orientators, lecturers, and seminar leaders who help, guide, and instruct those in levels 1 through 5. It's no coincidence that some of our most uncommonly gifted and charismatic teachers here on Earth, by whatever occupation we technically classify them, from Joseph Campbell to Dr. Martin Luther King to Winston Churchill, are highly sought-after teachers and lecturers on the other side. Level 7, the level to which only a handful of rare souls aspire. On Level 7, the spirit forfeits its identity and the sum total of its energy and accumulated wisdom and experience. Instead of proceeding in the universe as its own separate being, it's willingly absorbed into the great uncreated mass, an infinite, mysterious, unfathomable force field from which all the love and power of God emanates. Now, just to clarify, we don't work our way back through each of the levels each time we leave the other side for another incarnation and return again. Obviously, we go through the first two levels on every arrival back home, but once we're acclimated again, we simply resume our work on the level we were on when we left. We also have the luxury of constant mobility from one level to another, with the exception of level 7, needless to say. For example, I happen to be an orientator on the other side, a level 6 responsibility, but that doesn't keep me away from the level 3 animal husbandry centers that own a big piece of my heart, or from joining the archaeological researchers on level 5 at every opportunity. That mobility doesn't work in reverse. If you've only reached level 3, you can't leap to level 5 and skip level 4, since each new level is achieved through learning. There's no exclusivity involved. It's simply the same logic that keeps us from going from the first week of our freshman year in college to the second semester of our senior year without taking any of the required courses in between.